Dr. Angie Pacioni with the Colorado Department of Higher Education says many students decided to hit the pause button on their education, and she fears many may not return to complete their degree.
Enrollment matters because students who stop out or drop out very, very rarely return to get their diploma. That means that they will not maximize their earning potential, and it doesn't set them up for success in the future.
When campuses were forced to shut down, Pacioni says first generation and students of color in particular lost access to the college experience they looked forward to, including critical bonding time with their peers. Many also lost jobs and had to make difficult decisions with turning to less expensive two-year institutions where you don't have to live on campus to save money. Strong enrollment and completion of degrees or certification is seen as a keystone of Colorado's economic future. Businesses project that a majority of new jobs paying a living wage will require some form of post-secondary education. Pacioni says as progress is made containing COVID-19, she's optimistic that enrollment rates will return to normal.
At least 75% of all of their new jobs require a credential. So if you are not completing a credential, you will not be able to earn the kind of living that will pay your debts, give you some sense of fulfillment, and allow you to contribute to your communities.
Pacioni points to certificate programs that can be completed in just 8 months for computer networks, HVAC techniques, dental and medical assistants, pharmacy techs, and others. The state has expanded its free application days for many colleges and universities, and students not eligible for federal financial aid can now apply for state aid to complete degrees. Pacioni also is looking forward to restarting in-person high school town halls with simultaneous Spanish translation. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.